Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, good. Before we chat about the game, if I was coming in as FSG's CEO of football, an unlikely scenario.
Thank God you don't.
Well, I think it would make sense for at least to try and have the conversation with yourself as to whether you are fully committed to finishing at the end of the season. With Michael Edwards, it probably makes even more sense given the history between the two of you.
We had that conversation.
What response did you have for him?
No, we had a conversation. Michael and I always had a really good relationship. There was never, was always very good on a professional basis anyway, really good. And a lot of good things happened, obviously, in the time when we were here together. Then Michael decided to do something else. And now he's back. I'm really happy. I'm really happy. So I said a few times that I want to see the club in the best possible place after I left, stuff like this, so everything we can do as long as I'm here, I will do. And after that, other people have to do it. And I think it's a top solution, honestly, top solution. And our conversation was obviously great. We spoke about a lot of things, about what I think about different things, players, stuff like this, situation in the club. And because I was in all the time while he was not in, so what did change, what might have to change, these kind of things. So like a really good talk. And how is that? I think it's top news for the club.
Just to clarify though, did he try to persuade you to stay?
No, because, and that's very important in the job, because he's not dumb. That was not a subject to talk about, to be honest. It's like, can you imagine I changed my mind now? Just can you? So, of course not. I cannot say what I said. That would be like if I never have another club in England and sign for next year for our neighbors or whatever, or whoever needs a coach. That would be completely crazy. I don't say these things without thinking before. So it would mean I start only now realizing how great this club is. I know it all the time. It's for me the best club in the world. So, and I leave it anyway. That's what I try to explain. It's nothing to, I just want the club to do as good as somehow possible. And I'm really sure that we create a good basis with the right people in charge. And Michael is a top choice.
When it comes to this game as well, obviously you've got a decent cushion, but how does that impact on team selection? Because you went with a pretty experienced 11 over in Prague. Can you play more of the youngsters this time around, or do you have to be wary of giving Sparta a sniff of getting back into the tie?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think it's really important that you, whatever football game you play, you should, it's, sometimes you have to chase a game. If you lost the first one 1-0, you can't ignore the first one. But even then, you just have to win that game first and foremost. And then you will see how much that means, the result you can get. And for us, it just means we want to play the best possible football game. That's always the way we decided about the lineup. And I couldn't tell you in this moment what I will do if I want it. And I don't want to, but I couldn't, because it's just, after that, I go to the training ground. And in these times, you always wait until the last second and everybody tells you he has a bit niggle here, he has a bit of problem there, and he might need an extra day or these kind of things. We had that yesterday already with a few players who need an extra day. So let's see how that looks now today. And then I make my decision about lineup. But the lineup is, well, the idea of the lineup will be to have the best legs for that game, because that's what we need. Because we have to ignore the result, I would say, but not the performance. And performing wise, they had massive chances against us. They caused us massive problems in moments. We've had to make a few outstanding saves. And that's in my mind, and not how we scored the goals and stuff like this, but because that was mainly individual quality. It was few good football situations as well, but it was individual quality a lot. And so we need to keep rhythm for that part of the season now. It's not about on and off. It's about keep the rhythm and keep going. And don't think about the next game on Sunday, even when the opponent is Manchester United.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Carlos.
Hi, Jürgen. It has been relentless for your players, playing week in, week out, and your players haven't really had any rest. But has the momentum helped playing in all these competitions, going into big game after big game?
Yeah, you can see that like that in the end, but it was anyway tough, super tough, because game after game. We have now teams, I think Arsenal played last night, the last game until after international break, right? So that's a long break. Everton didn't play that this week at all, if I'm right. So that's not good as well. I don't think they like it. That they think, okay, 3 weeks in the middle of the season is fantastic. But we have our challenge with it. That's the challenge we have now, and we play it tomorrow and then on Sunday. And then the players play obviously two games for their countries. Pretty much 85% of the players do that, which is then a tough one as well. So we just don't think about it. Just don't think about it. We just play the games. It's not about it. And momentum is always, maybe in the moment we have it, I don't actually know if we still have it. We had it at the weekend a little bit, but now do we have it still? I don't know. We have to see that tomorrow night. But if we don't have it, we have to get it as quick as possible and keep it and keep it through the game. And then we will see how we deal with that and how the result will be. But good results always help. They always help. Good performances always help. But even that is a challenge to bring that again on the pitch, because if you played bad, then actually it's clear you have to play better. So if you play good, you want to play as good at least or better. So that's actually the idea, and not that you have consistency in that. The boys were quite consistent, I have to say now, in recent weeks, but it's a long, long run in all competitions, a long run in, and this, we are not even close to the finishing line. It doesn't feel like that. I can't see it yet, the finishing line. I just see Sparta Prague wants to put things right, and we have to play a really good football game, because it's our home game, it's our stadium, it's our competition. We wanted to make it our competition from the first day of the competition, so we want to go as far as possible, and it would be cool if you could say after the game as well. So we still have the momentum, but in the moment, I don't know it.
And Joe Gomez, one of those players who has been really consistent this season. He's played right across the back line, played midfield as well. How much has that developed him as a player? And does he see the game in a different way as well?
I couldn't be happier for Joey. Joey was obviously in our most successful years. He was for us super important, super, super important, played an incredible amount of games, 19, 20, stuff like this, probably 18 as well. I cannot think that long back, but and there were some injuries and our stuff happened a little bit, and then he was in and out of the team. Always important to us, always important, but I think that this season is the most consistent he played, especially because of different position. I think the least games he played on center half, probably. So because we always needed him somewhere else, and he did exceptionally well. And I think it helped, it developed his game massively. You would have asked me before the game, before the season, what do you think about inverted right or left back? What do you think about generally the six, stuff like this? I would, don't know if I would have said, yeah, yeah, of course, come on, Joey can do that. But that was opportunity, what opportunity sometimes does to you, that you really grow with the challenges you face. And that's what Joey definitely did. He's in exceptional shape, and long may it continue.
Cool.
Hi, Jürgen. You gave Mo 15 and 30 minutes off the bench in two appearances. Is he still in the building up process, or are we getting to a point where he's almost back to
where he was? Yeah, of course. It's possibly as long as would have been possible playing longer last game, but it was just a game, how it is. You cannot. It's important that we build up more, obviously super important, but in this game, changing at halftime was not necessary or possible, because we have to deal with changes pretty carefully. So yeah, he's ready. This is for 90 minutes, but long, he's ready. He's top fit. Everything is good now, and we don't have to deal with these kind of things anymore.
Richard.
Yeah, hi Jürgen. Since you gave your news a few weeks ago, you've always expressed a lot of optimism about the future of the club. But since then, in terms of both the way the young players have come through, the results the team has had, and now the news about Michael Edwards, has that only served to reinforce your confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. Club is in a really good moment, really good place. So, of course, the only people will measure that only at the end of the season and have a look what we really achieved, but that's not that important for the future. What we achieved is, that's for now. For the future is important. How good is the team? How good are the players? How good is the structure? How good is the organization? And that's what I say. That's where my optimism comes from. So that's why I think it's a rather good moment to be with LFC. So that's how it is. And really happy about that. But that's a general question and a general answer. It has nothing to do with the game tomorrow. So I'm absolutely on my toes for tomorrow. And now we have to make sure that everybody feels the same, and then we should be able to play a good football game. And that's all what I want.
Paul Joyce, then the last one, David Anderson.
Yeah, could I ask you about the growth of Virgil this season? Even as obviously been a talismanic player for you, but do you think the captaincy's given him something extra, or his own determination just to step up again? As do you see a different player maybe from last season? Or
if just an armband right here would make us the best version of ourselves again, we all should try it. Just wearing something, it's not a problem, eh? So put it there and let's see what happens. Definitely a big step again, but just back to his best. And when you play the level Virgil played for so many years now for us, and there's a dip in after an injury, stuff like this, and everybody discusses it like it's over. It's not nice, but it's the world we are living in. So that's how it is. So it was never a real problem. But we all need, and especially if you play on the level the boys play, little problems can lead to a big difference in performance. That's how it is. You don't feel 100%, just 80, and you step out and you don't win it, and the player turns right instead of left, you read the situation wrong and gone, and the whole world tells you, yeah, oh, he's not the best defender in the world anymore. So dealing with all these things at a pretty young age, because Bert is now not that young anymore, but he's still a young human being. It's not that he is 60 and saw it all. So and super ambitious and wants to reach a lot of things with his club and all these kind of things. And yes, the captaincy helped. He took the role sensationally well. All of them did, the whole leadership group stepped really up. Now it was a little bit of a problem that most of us, I think in Prague was only Robbo on the pitch and Birch on the bench and three of the others, I don't know, Mo was there as well. So yeah, coming back slowly but surely, but they all made a big step. So that was always the plan and the idea and the hope that it will be like that when you lose the leaders of the last few years. And that worked out really, really well. That's like I hoped for. Not that I knew that it will happen, but that was exactly what I thought. It would be fantastic if it could be like that. And that's all due to the boys that it worked out really well.
Last one, David Anderson.
And after then, that.
Jürgen, just come back to Mo. He said he's ready for 90 minutes. Can he start? Because I know you focus.
No, I'm not sure if he's ready for 90 minutes. I'm not sure we should do 90 minutes, but he's ready to start. So that's how it is. It would have been ready to start in the last game, but then you don't know how long does it make sense. And you have, if that's always a problem, if players come back. So it's like Mo. I can't remember a game where I thought, oh, Mo Salah cannot play, no problem. It just doesn't. Never happened. So it's not cool not to not have him. But there's a game on last Sunday, and there's a game, and there are 10 more Premier League games and hopefully a lot more Cup and European games, stuff like this. So they are as important. And Mo was completely fine with that. Would he have loved to play a little bit longer? Probably yes, but I cannot, before the game, decide when we do what, these kind of things. So, but he's ready to start. So is that then already, surely, shall he then be 90 minutes on the pitch? That depends on how it looks in that moment and all these kind of things. But we all know Mo usually can play game after game after game after game. Now he was out for a surprisingly long time. But now he's back, and now we have to make sure that we can really count on him consistently again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.